So our next talk will be by Naveen Kumar from Maryland Eastern Shore University, and he's going to be talking on nanotechnology and brain
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Naveen Kumar, and I'm an assistant professor of horticulture and extension specialist. And these are my collaborators, Dr. C. And he's a director of Nanoscience Center in University of Central Florida. He actually synthesized nanoparticle for us. Then Dr. Nidhi Rawat. She's a plant pathologist at University of Maryland, College Park. So first of all, how this nanotechnology invaded my brain? I was at University of Florida and I was working on plant hormone strigolactones. These hormones are pretty expensive, 100 milligram, $3,000. So we decided, okay, why not to make nanoparticles of this hormone? And after that thought, I was shifted to Maryland, and that project was just shut down. And then I decided, okay, in Maryland I cannot grow citrus, but most of the major dominant crop is soybean, and Maryland Soybean Board gave me some seed grants to start my nanotech work if I can manage pests and pathogens in soybean. So what is nanotechnology? Everybody knows the meaning of nano is 1 billionth of a meter. And our hypothesis behind nanoparticles is, number one, these particles are very small, and when they are very small, they have sharp edges, and these edges can cleave the cuticle of insects. And once the cuticle is gone, their water barrier will dry, and these insects died due to desiccation. The second hypothesis is because these nanoparticles, they have charges on their surface, and so they can interfere with the functioning of plasma membrane, because we all know that plasma membrane is highly charged from both the sides. So we can impair metabolic pathways of these insects. As we all know that we are currently using nanoparticles in multiple fields. For examples, we are making nano insecticides, nano fungicides, nano hydrogels, nano sensors. So there is quite a revolution in the field of agriculture, and this is important. You can see there are several reports. According to some of them, these three, ferric, zinc, and nickel, they can be translocated through phloem tissue. That is important. Phloem means if you will spray on leaves, they can be translocated to roots too. They can move in phloem. Similarly, like these silver and aluminum, they can be translocated to xylem. Some like these, cerium, titanium, they are restricted only to the cortex region of the plant cell, and carbon nanotubules, they are very big in size. They're just restricted to the epidermis of root. These are some of the earlier reports, and you can see here they use MS media in tomato seeds, and you can see under different concentrations of nanoparticles, there is a elongation of a stem, large number of leaves. They simply use carbon nanotubules. Same thing, some work was done on soybean too. Okay. They used zinc oxide, 8 nanometer particle size, and they observed increase in root growth, nitrate reductase activity, several other growth and development activities. So what we did, UCF synthesized these particles for me, especially zinc oxide, 10 to 30 nanometer in diameter, nano clay, and nano sulfur. Important thing is all of them are present on earth crust. That means if we will spray, there is no water pollution, there is no soil pollution. So what we did, we conducted some in vitro, very simple in vitro experiments. So we took these petri plates and we uniformly spread the nanoparticles. You can see. And this is our control plates, and these are spread with nanoparticles, and this is nano zinc oxide, and we use different stages of soybean looper. This is the first instar. You can see, and we release around 4 or 5 of these loopers. And look here, within 5 to 24 hours, 100% mortality. They die due to the desiccation. So there are a number of slides. So you can see this is the second star. And look at the size. Within 5 to 48 hours, they are gone. Same thing is here. Third star. Look at the size and they are gone. So we were very happy. Oh, yes. We can control these guys. Same thing is here. We use nano sulfur. Result is same. Second star, third star. So 24 hours, everything is gone. We also use nano clay. Pretty simple. Then we use another voracious eater, beet armyworm. And look at the size and the thickness of first star stages. Exactly the result is same in nano zinc oxide, nano sulfur, and nano clay. All done within 24 hours. But this is the reality. When we applied on leaves, different concentrations, 5 millimolar, 10 millimolar, similarly, nano sulfur up to 20 millimolar, they enjoyed everything. None nanoparticle work. That was very disappointing. Okay, then what next? We thought, okay, we used a very advanced stage, third stage of soybean looper. So we conducted another experiment on in vivo grown plants. So we use very first instar stage. Okay, can we control this larvae in very earlier stages of growth? And so this is what we did. We have greenhouse grown soybean plants and we released 3 or 4 first instar stages of looper on the lower 3 leaves. And then we released and we watched for almost a week what happened. So there is some control and you can see different treatments and the number of damaged leaves. The number of damaged leaves were less in nanoparticle treated plants. So that means something is going on. I don't know the mechanism, but there is something. But when I use second star, nothing. They enjoyed each and every leaf. Then I tried, okay, let's see. Can we perform this experiment under field condition? Everybody is happy by performing in greenhouse or in lab condition. So I planted the soybean plants in the field nearby our commercial field of soybean. And let's observe, is there is any effect under natural conditions or not? So what we did, we sprayed 5 times. There are 9 stages of growth and development in soybean. So we applied 5 times and what we observed. And you can see these red scales, number of damaged leaves. So number of damaged leaves are very less in nanoparticles treated plants, especially under nano sulfur. And then you can see the number of damaged leaves in other treatments, nano zinc oxide, number of control leaves. So damage is less in our nanoparticles treated leaf in all the treatments. Then we also measured yield per plant in grams, but because this study was conducted under in vitro pots and this is the outcome of just a singular study, I cannot trust this data on case of yield. And this year we are conducting this experiment under field conditions. So maybe next year I will come with more solid data on yield, because one of our hypotheses is because we are spraying nano sulfur and nano zinc over leaf, is there is any possibility these elements can be translocated to the seeds? And if it is, that will be a major achievement of this work. Look here. This is another important Fusarium head blight. Very dangerous pathogen in case of wheat crop. And you can see in all the petri plates, this is the zone of inhibition of fungal growth. Under nanoparticles, there is a complete inhibition of the fungal growth. That means nanoparticles, they are not only working against insect, they are also working against highly pathogenic fungi. Major problem we faced here is it's not easy to suspend nanoparticles when you are preparing media, PDA media or other medias. So these results may be much more better if we can suspend them wonderfully, but that is a limitation in our work. Then we also conducted some behavioral study. This is pretty interesting. So what we did, we take a cage. In cage, we have treated leaves and untreated leaves, and we release 5 cucumber beetles. And you can see after 24 hours, you can see damage on control leaves. And these guys, they never attacked on nanoparticles leaves. They never come nearby these leaves. So something is going on. Same thing is with Japanese beetle. And look here, nanoparticles treated intact leaf. But another thing is, when I kept only nanoparticles treated leaves, they enjoyed the leaf. You can see here. That, what does that mean? That means if you are spraying your field with nanoparticles, right? And your neighbor is not spraying, so there is a possibility these guys will enjoy the crop of your neighbor. So the thing is, if you are spraying nanoparticles, you have to work collectively together. So in this study, basically we used 30 nanometer particle size. So in future, we have to standardize the size so that we can better control these insects and pests. And this year, we are using a different range, 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, up to 100 nanometer. And probably next year, I will come with more solid data. What is happening? Yeah, thank you. Any questions?